Unhappy I who in the prime of youth, unkind to him with whom I broke my truth, or quell my words you that are maids and wives. I was the cause that two men lost their lives. In the Isle of Wight and Scarborough was my name. There did I live in credit, wealth, and fame. My parents rich, I nothing then did lack, but grace and truth, the which did go to rack. A gentleman, a suitor, came to me, with whom I might have lived a gallant dame. But wantonness and pride did seize my heart, was sure to him, and yet from him did part. He broke a piece of gold and gave it me, then did I seemingly to him agree. But oh, my heart was never rightly placed. Another man I afterward embraced, which when he knew he fell into despair. He beat his breast and tore his curled hair. Oh, who would trust a woman, then said he, that seldom are what they do seem to be. Now I do find that all a man can do, his best endeavors makes not women true. Yet he that hath an interest in your heart shall buy you dearly for that we do part. Then came the other whom I loved so well, but now behold a heavy happy fell. When first my love his rival had beheld, he cast his glove and challenged him the field. To answer him the other thought it fit. He said he ne'er was known a coward yet. He for my favor then so much did strive, he said he'd fight with any man alive. Next morning then these gentlemen did meet, and manfully they did each other greet. Each other wounded in most piteous sort, ere any man unto them did resort. At last they made a strong and desperate close, both fell to the ground and never after rose. Cursed be the place where these brave men did fall, and cursed be I who was the cause of all. When word was brought to me, I quickly went, but ere I came, their lives, alas, was spent. Then did I tear the hair from off my head, and wished a thousand times that I were dead. When I came there, these gallants then I found, both of them lifeless, bleeding on the ground. My conscience told me I was cause of this. Sweet Jesus, now forgive me my amiss. I buried them and laid them in one grave. God grant their souls a resting place may have. More rest than I, whose restless conscience now accuses me for breaking of my vow. If I walk near the place where now they lie, it troubleth my mind exceedingly. If to the place where they did fight I go, it fills my guilty conscience full of woe. If I to bed do go, I cannot sleep, and if I do, my dreams do make me weep. Methinks I see them bleeding in my side, my my dreams by night. My rich apparel I have laid aside, my cloth of gold and other things of prize. In sable will I mourn while I have breath, and every day expect and look for death. A dead man's skull my silver cup shall be, in which I'll drink to God a cup for me. Instead of meat on roots and herbs I'll feed, to put me still in mind of my soul deed. You woody nymphs that welcome in the spring, come hear a discontented virgin sing. Oh, that I might my time now with you spend, in silent groves until my life doth end. You country maids in country and in city, that now have heard my discontented ditty, be constant ever, true to one alone, for if you prove false it will soon be known. If you will know where sorrow doth abide, repair to me no other place beside. Grief and despair doth daily now attend me, and there is naught but death that can befriend me. This discontented damsel now she keeps her chamber where she sits and daily weeps, and suffers none to come to her, it is said, but only one, and that's her father's maid. The meat and drink her father to her sins, she sends the poor, the which she calls her friends. She feeds on roots and herbs and such like things, sometimes on bread, which she counts food for kings. See here the fruits of wantonness and pride. Oh, let us pray that God may be our guide. There's few of us but have our time ill spent, so well brought up that do so well repent. You damsels all now have a special care, forget not her that did these things declare. Be to your sweethearts ever just and true, and so fair maid, she bids you all adieu.